Rolling on top of the roof, that's like to dry it out. We don't want the luluf to dry out. So what are you putting it on top? So Rashi v'harei ha'yavish puzzle. If you put the luluf on top of a roof, you're afraid the sun will bake down and make a puzzle. Ella, it works like this. Ella ema al-gav ha'itzdava. Not on top, on the roof, but on it. Al-gav, on top of the itzdava, on top of the platform itself. And omar rochba, omar Rav Yehuda. Harabayis, going up to the base of Midrash, and harabayis, satyav kofel hoya. There were like two rows of these platforms. Satya lufnir misatyav. There was like a platform in front of another platform. That's the way the harabayis went up. Shashit staboyis makifas oysa. There were platforms going around them. Vit staboyis acherim hekev lufnir mihekev. Like inside and outside there were platforms. So Kitzel used to put the lulovim not on the roof of it, but on top of the platform. Right, the Mishnah says, mitzvahs arovas ketzad. What's the mitzvah of the arova? Mokem hoyu lamatim Yerushalayim. There was a place on the bottom of Yerushalayim, v'nikra moitzah. That's the name of the place. We remember first time, we won't explain why. Yordim l'sham used to go down there, or malaktim l'sham used to pick from there, muviyah shel arova. A whole bunch of young arovas. Maravas means like natiya, small, young arovas used to pick a whole bunch of them. Uboyin, they would come back to the Beis HaMikdash, v'zoik v'noisa, they would stand them up, v'tzidi ha-mizbech, on the sides of the mizbech, they would stand up these tall arovas. V'roshayim, and the top of the arovas, kefufim agav ha-mizbech, would be bent over, kofof, bent over on top of the mizbech. So we'll soon see the mizbech was 10 amas tall, so this had to be 11 amas. In order that you have one amas on top, bent over. Now, tikkul v'ariya v'tikkul, used to blow the shofar at tkiya, a tru and a tkiya. When Bizman they were taking their rovis, or putting their rovis, putting on the side of the mizbeach, they would be tekeya hariyah with tekeya. V'chol yoy makifin es mizbeach pamachas. Every day they went around the mizbeach once with their rovis. V'yoyimim they would said, Onu Hashem Oshiyano. Onu Hashem Atzlichano. Rabbi Yehuda said, Ani v'hoy Oshiyano. That's what they said. V'yoyisi ayoyim, but on the day of Hashem Rabbo, makifin es mizbeach sheva pomim. They used to go around the Mizbeach 7 times. We had a machlokes before, did they go around with the lulav 7 times, or did they go around with the arovas 7 times? And now in many gids, we go around with the lulav. We go around with the lulav every day once, and we go around with the lulav on the Shana Rabbah 7 times. Hey, if the arovah, they didn't go around with the arovah. The arovah was just done like we do, either they just put it around the Mizbeach, or else they just held it and hit the arovas. But not to go around the Mizbeach with the arovas. Trash and Ivahoy. The gematria onu Hashem, v'yoid mishiv u'mashtayim shemasein. V'esayim v'shvi and Hashem Rabba, they went around the mizbeach 7 times. V'shas p'tirosan, after they finished, when they went away from the mizbeach, mahen oimim, what do they say? Yoifi loch mizbeach, yoifi loch mizbeach. You're very nice to mizbeach, you're very nice to mizbeach. We have lezer oimer liyo v'loch mizbeach. Liyo v'loch mizbeach, like to you, and to the mizbeach, that's what we say like goodbye to the mizbeach. Now, k'maseyo v'choyol, kach maseyo v'shabbos. The same way they did this on choyol on the weekday, the same way they did it on Shabbos also. No, this was deicha Shabbos also. Elo shoyu malakti noisa mi'erev, but when Hashanah Rabbah came out on Shabbos, or whenever it came out on the day of Shabbos, on Friday, they used to pick off the arovis. And they didn't the rice, so the issue of the rice of picking off the rovis, that they did on Friday. He'll show you malakte noisem yerev, or manicha noisem begigya shozov. Used to put it into pitchers of golden pitchers. The mesala had water inside it. Kadesh lo yechmoishu, that it should not dry up, should not shrink. So they used to pick them off on Friday in order not to have to do it on Shabbos, and they used to store it in the water to keep it fresh. Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka Weiner, charuyos shel dekel hoyem avien. He said they didn't use arovas, though the inyan was to use a lulav. The charuyah shodekel, that's a lulav. They used to take the branch of a palm tree, hoyim avian, v'choyftin noisa v'karka, and they would like hit it on the ground, v'tzidi ha-mizbeach, on the side of the mizbeach. V'yoyse yoyim, on this day of Hashanah Rabbah, nikra chovet charuyas. They used to call hitting the lulavim. That's what he holds. Trashi, charuyah shodekel hoyim avian, bein b'choyl bein b'shabbos. We'll go on the first time, we'll explain why. Does he argue there's no mitzvahs arovis, or this was an evident attraction even after the arovis? The Gemara will explain. But they also used to take special lulavs, and they used to hit the floor with it, and they used to call it The day of hitting the lulav. Vaito, miyad tinoikos shomte meslveyem v'yechle mesregeyim. This is a new din. Rashi says, miyad tinoikos, from the hands of the children, they used to pull away the lulav. Rashi hagdolim shomte meslulve aktanim, miyodim eshri. As an Hashanah Rabbah, like after they finished the mitzvah, the older people would pull away the lulav from the children. The oichle nesregeyim shaltinoikos. They would eat the esrog that belonged to the kids. V'yein b'dov v'loy mishum gezav loy mishum dake sholom. Shekach noigu machne simcha. That was the minig. It was such a minig to have simcha then, like to play, that there's no way to gezel upon this. That was the minig. They used to pull away the lulav from the kids, and used to take away their esrogim, and punk to eat their esrogim. And the chiddush is, that was the minig of simcha, there's no way to gezel. Gemara says, Tana, mokom kalan yehevi. Really, that the Mishnah starts off and says that Rabbis was a place in the bottom of Yishlayim called Moitzah. From there they would get the young growth of this Arabis. Really, it wasn't called Moitzah, the place. Really, the place was called Kalanya. Heve. Vetana di dawn, nighttime, mekorele Moitzah. How come our Mishnah says this place where they went to get their Arabis on the bottom of Yishlayim was called Moitzah? I di de mapik, mikargo de malko. Since that place was potter, they didn't have to pay taxes. Korele Moitzah, it's called Moitzah. Moitzah is lashon of ptur, that you don't have to pay. Shrashi Kalanya ben Chorin min Amas HaMelech. Really, it was a free place, not to pay taxes there. The Mafakarga Moitzah Mechlal Hamas. Moitzah, they were taken out, they were potter from paying taxes. Behind Nami Kalanya to Tesefta. It's the same thing. That's why this place was called that name, because this was the place where they didn't have to pay taxes. Rakoponim, that's where their robbers were growing. Stam was nice, very nice, the robbers there. So they went down there to get their robbers from that place. Oboyin v'zoit v'noy sematidei. So after they got their robbers, they would come and put them up, stand them up next to the mizbeach. Tono, robois v'yaruchois u'kvoyois echad osor amo. They were rabbis, a lot of them, and very long and tall, 11 amas tall. That's how tall they were. 11 amas, very tall. Kidei shiye goichois ala mizbeach amo. Kidei that it should reach the top of the mizbeach and bend over another amor on top. So the Mizbech was 10 amas tall, this time it would be 11 amas tall. Mam is very tall. Come out like some sheet that's 22 feet tall. Or the sheet is 4.5 an amas.
Yeah.
Omer HaMemes, says, Mishum HaZutrum, Shema Mino Al HaYisoid Monachlu. Like, where did they put the Arovis? Where was the bottom of the Arovis? It wasn't on the floor, but rather was on the Yisoid. The Mizbeach had on the bottom of the Mizbeach, first it was a little platform, they like. It came up an Amma, and it went in an Amma, and then was the Mizbeach. But the bottom of the Amma was called the Yisoid, which was an Amma wide. So he says the Arovis was, the bottom of the Arovis was on the Yisoid. It wasn't on the ground, which would be an Amma away from the Mizbeach, but rather was mamash right on the side of the Mizbeach, on the bottom by the Yisoid. Why? The Sagodak, if you want to tell me, they put the Arovis on the ground, it reached the ground. Michti, let's see, how was the Mizbech made? Ola Amma Vakonasama. The bottom Yisoid was, first there was a little platform coming up in Amma, went in an Amma, and then you had the Mizbech up. So this bottom first Amma here was the Yisoid. So if you want to tell me now the Arovis on the floor, so the Arovis had to go slanted until it got up here. Because the rubber had to be on the floor an hour away from the Mizbeach. So it had to go slanty up. These Sagodaitach are Yemonachlu, Michti, Ola Amma, Vakonasama, Zel Yisoid, Ola Chomish. Then again, the Mizbeach went up 5 Amis, Vakonasama, and it came in another Amma, Zel Soiv, that was the Soivay. Ola Sholish, then it went up 3 Amis, Zel Makamakronis. That's where the care on the corners of the Mizbeach was. Now, Goichas Agabi Mizbeach Echamishkachaslo. How could, if you have, it's only 11 amas, and it was on the floor, it was really like 2 amas away from the Mizbeach, because the top of the Mizbeach was indentioned 2 amas yet. There was the 1 amas of the Yisoid, and 1 amas of the Soivet. So the top of the Mizbeach was like 2 amas away from the floor. So if the Arov was lying on the floor, it had to go diagonally up, so then it would not reach it to be a complete amas on top of the Mizbeach. It was too far away. If you go slanty, you'll have to be more than 11 amas, more than 11 amas side to make it go an amas over the Mizbeach. El Olav Shemaminu, if we were to Rayon, that I Yisoid Monach Lu Shemaminu. that the Arabis was on the Yisoid. Then it wasn't so far away from the Mizbeach. Then like they only had to like get one armor closer. The Yisoid was an armor indention. Then it went up five armors. True, then the Mizbeach went in another armor. And that was the Seved. Then it went up three armors. So just to go over one armor, that's not so bad. Then it could fold over and be on top of the Mizbeach the way it's supposed to be. So the way Rashi explains, like the Arabus was on the Yisoid. Now the Yisoid was one armor high. Now the Mizbeach itself was 10 armors high, true, that was on top of the Kronos. But just on top of the Mizbeach was like only 9 armors tall, because the Kronos was another armor tall. So from the Yisoid to the top of the Mizbeach was only 8 armors. So there's only 8 armors there. So you have now the Arabus, which was 11 armors tall, even though it was a little bit slanty, so it had to go over, there was plenty of room for it to like hang over to be a complete armor, folded over on top of the Mizbeach. So it's a riot that the Arabus was on the bottom of the Yisoid, and not on the side, on the bottom, on the ground. All right, we'll stop you. You're holding Daf Memhei. You know, start the more we start already. I'll start with the more again. That Tana Mokum Kalanya Hevi. The Mishnah says the mitzvah Rovus was to go to the Matam Yishlayim, and the place was called Moitzah. So Gemara says really the place was called Kalanya. V'tanali dan my time korole moitza. How come our Mishnah calls it this place called moitza? Adi the mafik mikargo. Since that you're potter, you don't have to pay taxes to Malka from the king. Korole moitza. It's called like moitz, like you're potter. You don't have to pay. Then it says uvoyin v'zoik v'noitza b'tziri hamizbech. That they used to go down to this place and bring back nice long big arovis. Like we'll soon see, it was 11 amas tall, and they used to bring it on the sides of the mizbech. Tono rabbis, so some have the gears of rakis. It was soft. The Yaruchas and long, Ugvoyas and very tall. Echad Os Amma. It was 11 Amas tall, these Arovas. Kedeshi He Goychas Al Mizbeach Amma. It should be like on top of the Mizbeach, bent over a complete Amma. The Oma Mareima, Mishum Azutra, Shema Mina Ala Yisoid Monachlu. Where did they put the bottom of these Arovas? On the Yisoid. Not on the floor, but on the Yisoid, on the foundation of the Mizbeach. These Sagodaitach are Yamanachlu, as if you want to tell me they really put it on the floor. Not on the foundation of the Mizbeach, Michti, let's see. Ola Amma. What happened was, first the Mizbeach went up in Amma, V'konas Amma, then it had an indention, it came in an Amma. Zel Yisoy, that was the bottom foundation. Then Ola Chomish, then the Mizbeach went straight up five Ammas, V'konas Amma, then again it had an indention, it went an Amma inwards. Zel Soiviv, that was called the Soiviv. Ola Sholosh, then it went up again another three Ammas. Now Zel Mokam Akronis, that's the place where the Kronis, the corners, start on the Mizbeach. Now, Goyches Agabi Mizbeach Heche Mishkachas Lo. How could you find now that these Arovis that are only 11 Amas tall should be like bent over, folded over on top of the Mizbeach? So Rashi learns that it needs at least 2 Amas to be bent over. It has to be like 2 Amas taller than the Mizbeach in order that it should start bending over and be kofaf over the Mizbeach, an Amma. So how do you have it? El Olam Shemamino Ayisoid Monachlu. That the Arovis were not starting from the floor, but it was on top of the Yisoid. So the Yisoid was one arm at all. So therefore, the Yisoid was one arm at all, and really to go on top of the Mizbeach now was only another 8 armas tall. Because that together it's 9 armas, and the last, the 10th armor was the Mokum of the Koronis, of the corners. So here, true, it didn't bend over the corners, it bent over on the side in the middle. So it was enough that it was 8 armas, like the height of the Mizbeach, from the Yisoid to the top part of the Mizbeach was 8 armas, and this was 11 armas. So it had to be slanted a little bit, but there was enough then for 2 amas of it to be on top of the Mizbeach that would make it bent over. So that would be Mekuyim, what the Mishnah says. It was Kfufim Agavi Mizbeach. The top of these Arovis was like bent over the Mizbeach. So Shema Mina, Elah Shema Mina, Yisoid Monachlu Shema Mina. That the bottom of these Arovis were not on the floor, but rather on the Yisoid. Omer Rabbi Yavua, my Kroh, where's the Pasuk to say that they used to put Arovis around the Mizbeach? So Drashi, the Oilois Lamalis Min HaMizbeach. Where's the Rai, where's the Asmachta for the Pasuk to say, like we say now, the mitzvahs of the Arovis, what they did in the Beis Hamikdash, was they took nice, tall Arovis, and they had them hanging over, bent over on top of the Mizbeach, in Amma. Who said the Arovis had to be so tall to be bent over on top of the Mizbeach? Where's the Pasuk? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Yisrael Chag B'Yavoisim, Ad Karnas HaMizbeach. Yisrael really means like to tie up Chag, the carbonus be'avoisim with strings, Akanas Mizbeach. So Rashi now, Loshin of Yisru means Rashi be'lonus. like Ty put around the Mizbeach Ilonis, put around these trees, these branches of the Arovis. Uvein Avoisim Hoysa, Ad Kanas HaMizbeach, Ad Kron Hashem Gevoyis Min HaMizbeach. How tall, how high should these Arovis go? They should go as high as the Kronis, as the sides, the corners of the Mizbeach. And the corner of the Mizbeach was higher than the actual Mizbeach. That was the last Amor on top of the Mizbeach. So from this pasuk is an asmachta, Isru chag bi avoisim means put around the mizbeach by avoisim the arovis, and they should be on top of the mizbeach. Omer Rabbi Avua, Omer Rabbi Loza, kol hanoitel lulav bi agudai. If somebody takes the lulav on sukkah the way you're supposed to, the aguda, it's wrapped around, it has the gimel minim with it, the hadas the avoisai, and you also have the hadasim also the way you're supposed to, is malolav akosav kilu bonam mizbeach. Vikrivol of carbon. It's considered by doing the dalad minim the right way, as if your mamish brought a carbon on the mizbeach. Shenema, where's the pasuk? The pasuk says the same thing. Isru